Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome into the Divas Dish. It is almost Valentine's Day, and we've got some Valentine's Day or Singles Awareness Day items that we're going to talk about, and so much more. But first of all, we want to say thank you to everybody that helped with Cards for Troops. This year, we made Valentine's for the troops serving our country. Thank you to the men and women, and thank you to everyone that helped make these cards. Thousands of cards came into the studio, and they're beautiful. They're very patriotic and fun, too.
Oh, yeah, they're gorgeous. I sat downstairs with our promotions director yesterday and kind of went through them and grouped them together and that kind of thing, and they were just ones that were so much better than anything I could make.
Oh,
they were
yeah.
gorgeous.
Like Roy, our promotions director, said, hey, look at this. And I'm like, it was like a little kid made one like in hearts, but it was like stars and stripes and very patriotic. And I'm like, oh, that melts my heart.
And people have the sweetest messages on there that are going. Some of them will stay, you know, stateside. Some of them will go overseas. And so they had the sweetest messages. And so thank you so much.
And see, Valentine's Day is not just February 14th. You're sharing the love the whole year round, because if it's going across the ocean, you never know when they're going to get it. But that's also going to put a smile on their face.
Yep. So we're grateful for each and every one of you that contributed to Cards for Troops this year.
And whenever I see someone retired from the military, a veteran, or active duty, I always say, and I remind my kids to say, thank you for your service.
Yes, you should too.
So thank you for helping out us here at Magic, saying thank you for your service to all of our men and women in the military. So let's talk about Valentine's Day. On our podcast last time, Elise, you said that, yeah, Colin and I, we're going to Ireland, so we're not really doing Valentine's Day for each other. Valentine's Day has come up in some of my conversations with people. And last week on social media, on our reels, we put up, if your love life was a film title, what film title would it be? Everybody joined in on the fun. I think we had like about 5,000 people like watching it, sharing it, and so many people commenting it. Fear and Loathing, Leaving Las Vegas.
Well, my favorite one, though, was the one that you said so many people kept commenting, and we did not think of this one at all. And it was?
Liar, Liar.
Yes, that's so good.
I know Liar, Liars, and I even know Low-Key Liars and Little White Liars.
I just can't believe that one did not dawn on us.
We love that movie.
So it just blows my mind that we didn't think of that.
You know what we're doing? That greatest line from that movie. I'm kicking my own ass.
Yes. Because that one's so good, and it's so fitting for lots of people. And so that one, that's
it
a good one.
It is fitting for a lot of people. Yeah. So Valentine's Day is coming up, and I'll be sharing those on the social media as well inside the podcast. We're going to do like a little tease podcast at the end, and Elise and I are going to say, hey, thanks for everybody chiming in. These were the top answers, and this was our favorite. And oh yeah, here's Jim Carrey saying, I'm kicking my own ass because we forgot about this one.
Yeah, shame on us.
Shame on us. There are also some just so many hilarious ones we had.
And then there's the ones that were kind of sappy, like Crazy Stupid Love.
Aww.
I saw someone comment that one, and I was like, okay, like that's a good one.
Oh, that was my cousin who's been married about 2 or 3 years, just had their second baby. Give her time.
Oh, yeah. She'll get there.
I want to actually pull it up while we're talking here. I'm going to pull it up and see what some of the comments were that just cracked me up. A dentist here in town wrote, The Sorrow and the Pity.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. My friend Lori wrote Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. I love it.
Good one.
Yeah. Well, usually we always joke that we're Thelma and Louise. So, yeah. Risky Business. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. That's from our mutual friend, Julie.
That's a good one.
We share texts between the three of us. So, yeah, I'm right on there. Another one, Clark, who's a faithful listener of the podcast as well as the station, Apocalypse Now.
Oh, yeah, good one. Good one, Clark.
Jenna, that used to work in the news department at WRD, she's now out in Seattle. She wrote Gone with the Wind. Oh, my gosh. Daryl, who also is a faithful listener, wrote Sin City with 5 exclamation points beside it. Go, Daryl.
Okay, Daryl.
Then my friend Tanya, one of my best friends from college, wrote The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
That's a good one. I saw that one too get commented. That's a good one. That's all.
Mine, I found some creepy old movies. Attack of the Crab Monsters. One friend wrote in Star Wars Solo.
Oh, yeah, good one.
So sad. So true, though. Let's see. Home Alone, 40-year-old virgin. here's one I added, Without a Paddle. The Seth Green and Dax Shepard. And who else was that?
Matthew Lillard.
Yeah. Yeah, from Good Girls. Yeah. And here's another one I found. This is the story of my life. Love, weddings, and other disasters.
Oh.
That is one of those Diane Keaton, because you know Diane Keaton, as of late, every film she does has a weird title. Mm-hmm. It's just not, it's like, you know, And So It Goes, and blah, 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 and Love, Marriage, and Other Disasters. I mean, or whatever that was, Love, Wedding, and Other Disasters. It can't be just like The Godfather, because she was great in The Godfather. She has my favorite line that I have used at the end of so many relationships, where Michael goes, I don't want you to hate me, Kay. And Kay goes, I don't hate you, Michael. I dread you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Ah! Oh! Oh, my gosh.
She's my favorite.
She's my favorite. And do you know those two were dating at that point?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
She has some really, really good movies. First Wives Club is one of my all-time favorite movies.
You Don't Own Me, Baby.
Yeah.
Oh, great. I think we need to do that.
Well, I think the reason I love that movie so much is because that's the first time I heard, like, my name used as, you know, a character. Because Elise is not a common name.
No.
And so it's when you know, I finally saw Goldie Hawn's character. And it's spelled differently, of course, because mine's weird. But it
yours
was
is like
it was
Elise
cool.
Keaton.
Yeah. Mine's with a Y. Normally it's with an I. But that movie was just the best. And
oh,
I watch
great,
it all the time.
It's a great film. It's a great. Speaking of which, I sent you something the other day because, you know, you're like trolling through Facebook and Instagram. And of course, I follow Oliver Hudson, who is Goldie Hawn's son and raised by Kurt Russell. So let's just say that because they both the kids call him Pa.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, so Oliver Hudson, who is adorable, and he and Kurt come here a lot when they do the BMW Pro-Am. Mm-hmm. So they're always out there playing, so you see them all over town. So it's like Oliver's like in the front seat, and he's got his camera, and all of a sudden he turns it to the side. Just so cash in the back seat. There is Kurt Russell with the world's most perfect blowout I've ever seen on any man.
Oh, well.
There he is, and he's like glasses and still looking beautiful. I mean, he's timeless. And then also timeless on the other side of him, Goldie Hawn. I'm like, yeah, just cash as you do, riding down the road with your celebrity parents. Oh, yeah, so as you do.
Him and Kate Hudson were on the latest episode of That's My Jam, and I was telling you about that. If you have not watched That's My Jam, you have to. That's for everyone.
You know, I had not heard of it until you said that. And we usually share, well, you got to watch this, but we are overloaded on what you need to watch.
We really are.
Okay, the top Valentine's treats by state, South Carolina, a box of chocolates. Well, that was filmed in South Carolina.
I was about to say,
of course, that's like a box of chocolates. North Carolina, I am all for this because I love strawberries and I love chocolate covered strawberries. So that's North Carolina. And in Georgia, chocolate roses. Are we talking about good chocolate? Are we talking about those one thing you pick up in the gas station, one stem of God knows leftover Easter Palmer's candy?
I'm assuming that it's those. I've never seen quality like a bouquet of chocolate flowers.
Yeah.
Just send us all edible arrangements and we'll be fine.
Let me just say, this year, Valentine's Day is hard for me because my dad every year always got us flowers and a box of candy. Okay?
Yeah.
So my dad, didn't matter if I was married, dating someone, not dating someone, a child or a grown woman out of his house, every year, flowers and a box of chocolates. So not going to have that this year. And that's soul crushing to me right now. So.
Well, apparently everybody in South Carolina likes boxes of chocolates.
I know. And he knew my favorites were Russell's. Russell's, the toasted coconut ones. Oh, my God.
Ew, see, if we ever share a box of chocolates, you're good to go, because I'm not eating that.
Well, see, I hate the ones that are like the orange cream in the side. No. Yeah, chocolate-covered caramels and the toasted coconut ones, my faves.
Ew, no. Ella had a box she won at a bridal shower about 2 weeks ago, and I've only allowed her to have one single chocolate each morning before school, because you know how, I mean, she'll sit and eat the whole box. Uh-huh. We all will. Like, let's be real.
Yeah, it and happens. So we eat our feelings.
Yes. So I was like, no, Ella, this is how you eat them. But she's eaten every single one of them, which is impressive, because I've never known anyone to eat every single box.
I will tell you, if it's like, you know, from Godiva's, mm-hmm. I like the Godiva truffles, the key lime truffles. Those you have to eat one at a time. Those are my absolute favorite.
I would do
but
anything
But if it's
for
like
those.
The ones you just buy, it's like the Russell's or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Russell Stover's, you know? Those are good.
I know exactly what you're talking about with there. I have never had a Godiva key lime truffle.
Oh, my gosh.
But I'm going to need one.
They're so good.
Or 12.
They're so good. They are so rich, and you can't just blow through them. Well, Scott did get me those 1 year because he knew I liked them, and my friend Amy worked at Godiva when it was still in the mall, okay? Mm. So he went there and got those, and he and Austin got into them too. So they were given to me, but I think I had one, and they just blew through them. I'm like, those are things that you appreciate and you hide.
Yes.
You savor.
Yes, that's the top of the refrigerator candy.
No, that's in the freezer because, oh my God, that chilled is so good.
I'm going to need some of those.
You're going to need some of those. We're going to have to find an actual Godiva store that's open can go in.
Because
those are kind of
hard
to find. Yeah. Okay, anyway, so yeah, that's my absolute jam. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that my dad would get me Russell Stovers and stuff like that. So those are good. Okay, top gifts people actually want for Valentine's Day. Cards, flowers, a nice dinner. And I'm talking about that with our friends at Select Restaurant, because they've got a Valentine's special, like cold water South African lobster tails.
Yum. Sign me up.
I say forget the dates. Elise and I are going to go enjoy
that. We'll celebrate Galentine's Day, which is technically the day before.
You know what? We can do that because that's the Super Bowl. Where are the guys going to be? Whatever. We can just go do Galentine's Day. Let's go do that and get some South African chilled lobster tail. Oh. Cold water South African lobster tail.
Or we can get that thing that they made for you the other day with the pasta
and
with
the
cream
chicken.
Sauce.
Oh, my gosh.
The Southern Charm.
Oh, it's so good. They made me like a little side, like a small tasting of that and a tasting of the crepe Wellington. I'm allergic to mushrooms, and they omitted the mushrooms, but oh my gosh, it was a handmade crepe and this like beautiful, beautiful like prime rib in there. It was so good. So yeah. Even if you don't get the lobster tail, get anything on their menu. It's amazing.
Yes, we'll just go out there and celebrate Galentine's Day.
I'm all for that because that is Super Bowl Sunday. So, you know, we can go have Galentine's Day and the guys can go watch the Super Bowl. There you go.
Sounds perfect.
Okay, let's talk about what you put on Facebook. You're asking about Valentine's Day and what people prefer and what they wanted. And what did they say, Elise?
Yeah, I put up on our Facebook page because I have one specific thing that I want for Valentine's Day. Colin and I do not get each other actual gifts. I want a full night of sleep. That is my ultimate. That is what I want. I want a full night of sleep. Mm-hmm. And so I put up on the Magic Facebook page and asked our listeners, what do you want for Valentine's Day? And so my favorite answer came from Stacy. Is it Stacy?
It is Stacy. Flowers, even though I never get them. Oh my gosh, that's soul crushing. We should find Stacy's phone number and like just send her some flowers or something.
I commented back to Stacy and I was like, oh, you know, I want flowers too. Ha ha. I told my husband that I wanted to get flowers for Valentine's Day and he told me to go buy whatever kind that I wanted.
Ow! Ow! Ooh! My ex-husband used to do that. Just put my name, buy something and put my name on it. Yep. No, not the same.
It's not how it works. So then Stacy replies, I can't do that. I am alone.
Oh, wow.
I was like, oh, man. Okay. So apparently we're going to find Stacy and send her some flowers.
Yes, we do need to.
Well, my whole thing with the flowers is that they have absolutely gorgeous flowers at Trader Joe's. Pop over to Trader Joe's. They're literally like $10 and you get to pick the mix and match.
I know. Elise brings me flowers on special occasions.
Yes.
I'll come in here and Elise will bring me flowers. I love my Elise.
I do.
And I bring stuff for Elise that I know she loves too. So
yes, it's just an occasional little surprise. It makes your day. Trader Joe's, I'm telling you, if Fellas, if you need to know where to go and get your flowers, go to Trader Joe's. They're cheap and they're gorgeous. Just saying.
And they're beautiful.
Little
they're
tip,
beautiful.
Little tip from the divas.
Yeah, little tip from the divas. And it will save you a lot of, because, you know, some people, they like getting the flowers and the gifts and stuff like that at work so they can show it off. But now a lot of people are working from home, working virtually, or working in, like, odd pairings where they see some people at work and they don't. Social media is the new bragging workplace, and people want to put that on social. Oh, look what my love gave me. Thank you so much. Oh my God, he loves me. Blah, 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 blah. So some people want to show that off. And some people, that's okay. Some people love doing notice me post. I make fun of people who do notice me post. You know that all the time. I'm like, look at this, a notice me post.
You don't see that kind of thing coming for me.
Or me. No, no. But there's some people that do that. Christina wrote in and said, a nice dinner and the kids not fighting. Amen.
I feel that, Christina.
Amen. Oh, my gosh.
Feel that deep. I commented back on that one and was like, yep, that's exactly what I want as well. Hashtag mom life. Like,
all right, let me ask you this. Do you have a favorite rom-com to watch throughout the year, or just maybe one you want to watch around Valentine's Day?
Yes, my favorite rom-com. I could literally rattle off 100. My favorite rom-com ever, hands down, and is conveniently a musical at the Peace Center right now, Pretty Woman. So,
would you consider it a rom-com?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Cop a Squat. Okay. Yeah, it is running at the Peace Center. And so it's there if you want to go see it live and in front of you. Clueless is one of the rom-coms people say they like watching for Valentine's Day. Also, You've Got Mail, which was my least favorite of the Tom Hanks and
Meg Ryan.
I almost said Sally.
Well, that's close.
Yeah, which is number one, When Harry Met Sally. It's fantastic.
Harry Met Sally, yes. That is a great one. Sleepless in Seattle, also a really good one from her.
You've Got Mail. Oh, it was painful.
Yeah, I didn't care for that one either. I thought that one was kind of boring.
And another one, and I will go the whole trilogy on this sucker, Bridget Jones's Diary. Mm-hmm. All three of them. Bridget Jones's Diary, The Edge of Reason, and Bridget Jones's Baby. Fantastic. All three of them. I would binge watch all three of them.
Yep. I love all of those too. My all-time, though, number five on the list of the top rom-coms, 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, yeah.
That one is so good. I love that one. It's so under-recognized.
Oh, yeah. It should be. And that all of those lists comes from Vanity Fair. Also on the list, Notting Hill, which is great. And I've been to Notting Hill. That's exactly what it looks like. I've actually stayed in Notting Hill. It Happened One Night, the Clark Gable one. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I watched that in film class. Whoa. I think I was a sophomore in college. And it is Claudette Colbert and Clark Gable.
Yep, it came out in 1934.
And that is where, you know, that famous line or scene where, you know, you always see someone like lifting up their leg to get a taxi or whatever. That's where that came from. That was the first time. That was so scandalous back then. That's exactly what that was from. Also, My Best Friend's Wedding.
Oh, so good. That's
on
my top five as well.
Good. The biggest takeaway from that, when Rupert Everett says, she's like, I'm going to lose him. I'm chasing him. And they're trying to lose me. And he goes, Rupert Everett goes, who's chasing you?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it made her stop and think. It's like, oh, wait a minute. The problem was he wasn't chasing her anymore.
Yep. She was at the end of that line.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly. Because before it was just boom, 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 boom. He's always here. And usually that's what happens. We've actually talked about that off air. What happens when someone's chasing someone and then they finally decide, yeah, I don't want that anymore. And then they're like, why don't you want me? Why? That's when people decide they really want someone.
Oh, yeah.
Too late. Sorry,
you
babe.
You learned that from My Best Friend's Wedding. So good.
You learned that because I always go, because I've actually said that to other people. Who's chasing you? You're chasing them, but who's chasing you?
God, I love that movie.
Stop it. Like, they're not noticing me. That's right.
I need to go watch that movie.
Oh, that's a great one. It should be. It's a good one. Mm-hmm. And seeing Cameron Diaz try to sing. Well, she can sing because we saw her sing in The Mask.
Yep.
She can sing. But when she's trying to badly sing karaoke, it's hilarious. But that's a really good movie. Also, Moonstruck.
You know.
Snap out of it.
You already know that how I feel about that movie.
I love that one.
This was a very odd list. I wish I had written down all 25.
Well, since we're talking about My Best Friend's Wedding and the guy that played the groom in it, what about the guy who played the gigolo in The Wedding Guest?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too.
Oh, it's got Deborah Messing, who I love in it. Dermot Mulroney, because I got you to finally start watching the
Righteous Gemstones.
The Righteous Gemstones. And you're like, oh my God, he's a minister in this. I'm like, that's the spoiler. I didn't want to tell you that he's there because I know you love him.
Yes, it was impressive that I did not know that he was in that show. I mean, it was an actual surprise. And
yeah,
so it was a pleasant one.
Yeah, so that's there. And what? It's like my brain just went when we were talking. It's like my brain went, okay, who is it? Who is it? Who is it?
And I do remember the very last, there was a top 25. It was the list. The very last one, number 25, was My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
That was too long.
In my mind, I'm like, like, you can't put that movie up against My Best Friend's Wedding.
Notting Hill.
10 Things I Hate About You.
Like, or It Happened One Night. No.
Yeah.
Here's one. It's a rom-com, but it's also a dark rom-com that I would use for Valentine's weekend on the edgy thing because you learn stuff from it, too. We posted it on social media a while back. The Breakup.
Oh, yeah.
I think that is a fantastic underrated movie.
It really is.
It is so good. It is so good. It is so good, and there's so many lines in it. And that's one thing that we've all dealt with in relationships, too. It's like, whatever my baby wants, my baby gets.
Yes,
and then
lemons.
Baby said?
Baby wanted 12 lemons.
I got you three. Well, I was going to make a centerpiece with it.
I was going to make a 12-lemon centerpiece.
Why don't we just put it in, like, a juice glass and just put it in the middle of the table?
That movie's so good.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. There's one line that I can't say when she goes, my sister's been through a lot. That's the one we would get kicked off the air for.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've already said
yeah.
Ass.
We said, yeah, that's the trumping all the Beetlejuice references ever right there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So you have to let us know what your favorite rom-com is, because chances are we've probably seen it. But if not, then we need to.
We've shared some. Something Borrowed. You did a little review of that.
Another movie that I really enjoy that is a rom-com that is also has a movie review up for it, Just Go With It, is another one of my favorites. The one with Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler, where she plays his assistant. And then they go to Hawaii with Brooklyn Decker, and they run into Nicole Kidman and Dave Matthews. And it's that movie's so good.
Oh, it's been so long since I've seen that one.
So good. I love that one.
You know, also, was it Couples Retreat? With Vince Vaughn, that's a good one. Because it's, okay, that's another thing. Kristen Bell is in that with Jason Bateman and Ozark, and everybody said Ozark wrapped up and they were not happy. I have not watched all of it. I've just watched the first episode of season 4. I don't want any spoilers. And everybody's like, oh, I don't like how it ended. Blah, 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 blah. That's one. Normally, I don't mind spoilers. That's one I don't want spoilers on because I'm sorry.
Well, you won't get them from me because I've never seen an episode of that one.
Oh, my gosh. Well, anyway, so also Vince Vaughn's in that. And, of course, if it's Vince Vaughn, you know who was also in there. Jon Favreau. Jon Favreau's in that as well as Kristen Davis. And have you seen Couples Retreat?
It has been a long time.
That is a funny movie. That should have been made on here. That's one that people are like, but Kristen Bell and Jason Bateman, the whole idea is they've decided to consciously uncouple, break up, okay? But they wanted to go away on a couples retreat for everybody, all their friends, before it happened. And it is hilarious. It's just like comedy of errors over and over again And there's a great line in that because one of the Vince Vaughn's kids, they just had a problem going to the bathroom everywhere. Like, Vince Vaughn woke up in the very front of the movie, and the kid looked at him, and because he's laying in the bed, and he goes, I peed.
Oh.
You've got kids. You know what I'm talking about. So anyway, it's like, And so later on, he takes the kid to, like, Lowe's or something, and then all of a sudden, it's like he's peeing in one of the display toilets, and he just looks at the guy because he's not peeing. He's going number two at this point. Mm-hmm. He goes, there are no words. That's one of my great lines when I can't think of anything else other than I got nothing. It's there are no words. So that's a great film, too. So that should be included, too. One of those rom-coms that you don't hear about all the time, but that's a great one.
Yes, I want to watch that. I'm going to have to see if it's streaming somewhere.
It's funny. Don't watch it with your kids, though.
Oh, no, definitely not.
It's a little raunchy, but funny at the same time. Anyway, so those are some rom-coms. And of course, if you have any films that you feel would fit your love life, we want to hear about them too. We've heard about a lot of them, but we want to share that because that is hilarious. Because just keep the fun going because that's hilarious. And we are, this week, by the time you hear this, we'll be wrapping up the John Legend giveaway. And also through the 13th or 14th, I do believe that we are also giving away tickets to see John Mayer in the city of your choice. You can do that by listening to the Odyssey app. And speaking of the Odyssey app, you know what else you can find on the Odyssey app?
Us.
You can find the Divas Dish podcast anywhere you get your podcasts, like Apple Podcasts, Odyssey, as well as Google Podcasts, Stitcher, you name it. We are there and also streaming at magic989.com.
An Odyssey station. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.